This week in 1924, Professor Gordon Blaine Hancock wrote a newspaper column opposing Virginia's proposed Racial Integrity Act. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. 4 decades before Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, 3 decades before Brown v. Board of Education, Gordon Blaine Hancock was a leading spokesman for African-American equality in the generation before the Civil Rights Movement. The year was 1921. Hancock had just earned his master's degree in sociology from Harvard and joined the faculty at Virginia Union University. Right away, he got to work. In 1922, he organized a course on race relations in America, the first of its kind in the country. A year later, he co-founded the Urban League of Greater Richmond. A year after that, he penned editorials against Virginia's Racial Integrity Act, which would ban marriages between white and so-called colored Virginians. A year after that, he coined the phrase double duty dollar. He pushed for black people to patronize black-owned businesses. The double duty meant both buying something and helping to build employment and a sense of independence in African-American communities. In the decades that followed, Professor Hancock gave countless speeches. He wrote a weekly column that ran in more than 100 newspapers. He served as the minister of Moore Street Baptist Church in Richmond. And as chair of Virginia Union's Department of History and Sociology, Professor Hancock linked education to activism and community service. By the 1940s, Hancock helped bring together black leaders from across the South and issued the Durham Manifesto. That manifesto laid out what blacks wanted and expected from post-war America in terms of civil rights, employment, education, social welfare, and more. The Durham Manifesto established a blueprint for the strategic struggles for African-American civil rights that would come in the 1950s and 1960s. After a lifetime of working for equality and black self-help, Gordon Blaine Hancock passed away in 1970 at age 86. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to This Week in Virginia History at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.